Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. It's a pleasure to join you for what is the final show of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast in the 2020 calendar year. We have finally arrived. I've used that phrase quite a bit over the past a few months, whether it's been getting to the holiday season, we finally arrived for competitive Grizzlies basketball, the NBA season's finally arrived. But the reason why was just because to celebrate positive moments in what's been a very challenging year for all of us. I hope that you and your loved ones are as safe and in as positive a spirit as you can be ending the 2020 calendar year, and that while still many things that are negative outside of our control will go with us into the 2021 calendar year, I hope that you and your loved ones are in the best position as you possibly can be to make the most of your opportunities in the next year. And speaking of less than ideal opportunities and making the most of them, that's where we find the Memphis Grizzlies, obviously, with just a plethora of injuries that have occurred over the past few weeks. Unfortunately, you know, those injuries continued last night. We'll discuss all of that in the first segment. In the first segment, we'll discuss last night's game against the Celtics, a 126-107 loss against Boston. A few positives, but though mixed in with clearly some continuing negative trends, unfortunately may not really have an end in sight in terms of the next month or so. But we'll discuss that. And then in the second and third segment, going to do some New Year's resolutions for the Grizzlies, everywhere from the front office down to the players on the two-way contracts right now. Just looking at some New Year's resolutions in general for a lot of folks that are in the Grizzlies organization. But getting to you can also find the show at Locked On Grizz on Twitter, myself at StatsSAC. You can find the podcast wherever it's available, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, the podcast app on your phone, wherever it's available, that's where you will find us. And last night, the Grizzlies found themselves on the court against another Eastern Conference contender. Now, on Monday night, the Nets were without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, and also the loss of Spencer Dinwiddie. And the Grizzlies, unfortunately, though they did lose Ja Morant, they banded together. They had a great second half, and they were able to pull off the victory. Well, unfortunately, without Ja Morant to start this game, it was just clear from the get-go that not only were the Grizzlies the significantly less talented team, but also they were not doing anything to help themselves. Too many turnovers, too many bad possessions. The offensive outburst or offensive support that had been there from either Dillon Brooks, Kyle Anderson, or both of them in the first three games, unfortunately, was not there last night. And just from the get-go, it really got out of hand quickly. To be honest with you, the best way I could describe it is by halftime, the Grizzlies had scored 40 points while Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum had combined for 50. And a couple of other things that, we're in a situation where the Grizzlies roster, just straightforward is limited. You know, that's what happens when several of your best talents are going not only injured, but are going to be injured for a significant period of time. If the Grizzlies were going to play 8-9 deep on most nights, they literally are missing more than half of the players that they were going to play among that group of 8 or 9 to start the season if they were fully healthy. And that's just something no one can overcome. And so this Grizzlies roster already is likely going to find it hard to consistently stay competitive, let alone win, some ball games, over the next month with a depleted roster. And so, for instance, when the Grizzlies commit 22 turnovers and it leads to 36 points for a more talented team, that just basically takes away any opportunity that they have. The room for error is so small right now for Memphis just because of the talent that they're missing that they have to play to their strengths and they have to be efficient. And if that's not the case, then unfortunately, it's going to be very hard to win. But there were, unfortunately, some continuing negatives that were there. While the Grizzlies had played better defense on Monday evening against the Nets in the second half to secure the victory against the talented players that are Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Now, this could be the best duo of teammates under 25 in the NBA, but still, the Grizzlies allowed for them to hit 21 of 33 shots, 10 of 15 threes for a combined 58 points, including Jaylen Brown scoring 42, perhaps his best offensive game of his career. Now, the Grizzlies didn't defend them directly that bad. I think that both Brown and Tatum made several contested tough shots. But at the end of the day, if the Grizzlies just do not have an answer to stop the best talents on the other team, that in of itself is going to be another thing that's going to make it hard to win. But of course, the turnovers certainly are not helping out. And the other thing is that, the Grizzlies are going, Jonas Valanciunas is going to be his consistent self. He's going to give you 15 to 20 points, 10 to 15 rebounds every night. He did it last night with 20 and 11. But for the Grizzlies to have any chance to win, they're going to have somebody else step up significantly when it comes to their offensive contributions. Now, Kyle Anderson was 3-for-11 last night. It wasn't there for him, though he did, display 9 assists. He did create 9 assists. For Dylan Brooks, he was 6-of-18 from the field. It wasn't necessarily that he was making a bunch of bad decisions. He was taking some respectable shots. They just weren't falling. But if one of those two guys are not supporting Jonas Valanciunas while all these other players are out on a nightly basis on offense, it's going to be hard for the Grizzlies to win. Like, you know, it's going to be very, very tough for the Grizzlies to get more than 105, 110 points. And it's just, you know, when they score that low a number of points, their chances of winning significantly decrease. So when it comes to the Grizzlies, the fact that, you know, they didn't have the offensive contribution that Colin produced over the previous two games, and Dylan wasn't able to step up, it just, again, was another thing that really was not there that was needed to be for them to remain competitive. And finally, the other concerning trend is the play of Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark. Tyus Jones now, to begin both the preseason and the regular season, he now is 3-for-23 from three. Another game in which he only had 2 assists despite playing 23 minutes, 3-of-7 overall from the field. Tyus Jones is an unbelievably efficient player, but right now he's struggling to find a shot. He's not producing assists at the level that he was even off the bench last year. Though his efficiency is still there, the overall quantity and quality of his play is certainly something that's still a work in progress. Brandon Clark last night was 4-of-13 from the field, though he had 7 rebounds. We thought that maybe after the second half of the New Jersey game, in which Brandon Clark was, or excuse me, against Brooklyn. I always get New Jersey and Brooklyn mixed up still. But against the Nets on Monday night, we saw Brandon Clark really step up and make a difference to help the Grizzlies secure their win on both ends of the court. We thought that he maybe had found his groove to where he was last year, and unfortunately it wasn't there. Those two players, Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark, we know how important they were off the bench last year to support our starters, but if those two are going to continue to, you know, try to find their way and they're not going to be to where they were last year, that also is a concerning trend for the Grizzlies. Not necessarily that it's something to worry about long term, that, you know, they've taken a step back or they've regressed. It's only been 4 games, but it is concerning because at the time that they need them, the Grizzlies need them to be at their best more than any other, they are not even at where they were last year. And it may take time for them to get there, but while it does take time, that certainly is just another thing that's going to prevent the Grizzlies from being where they need to be to at least be competitive. So, yes, the Grizzlies were playing a better team. Yes, it was, you know, they were clearly the underdogs from the beginning, but still some concerning trends that unfortunately, the Grizzlies just, you know, hopefully need to figure out soon for them at least to be competitive in a lot of these games. Now, for a few positives, there were still ways in which Kyle Anderson, for instance, was able to contribute. He had 9 assists. So he's showing that he has the ability. The versatility of his game is showing that it can still add positive value, even if one part of his game may not be there. He can find ways to add value elsewhere. And there's also the tale of two truths when it comes to the Grizzlies' second half. And what I mean by that is this, is that there was some positive play from the Grizzlies' bench. And that's surprising because last night was probably the most productive game the Grizzlies' bench has, yet its main contributor, Brandon Clark, struggled, and another main contributor from the bench who typically is there, Tyus Jones, was starting. But the play of Sean McDermott, John Concher, Desmond Bane, and Gorgui Dieng, all those things together really allowed for the Grizzlies' bench to have a competitive second half. They never made a game of it, but they at least stayed competitive and with the Celtics team in the second half. Gorgui Dieng had multiple threes, scored 17.6 rebounds, arguably his best game in a Grizzlies uniform. John Concher, 9 points, 5 assists. He showed that he could function in small spurts as that third point guard, giving a breather to Tyus and Kyle Anderson or letting them play off the ball, which is a nice find for Memphis in a time when it needs as many ball handlers as possible. And obviously his energy and effort were certainly there. And then, of course, Desmond Bane, 16 points, 2 steals, 4 rebounds, 3 of 6 from 3. He obviously is displaying why many considered him to be the best shooter in this year's draft, plus an expanded ability to score from all three levels in this game as well. The tell of true truths, though, comes in this. It certainly is true that if the Grizzlies are having to play these players, Dieng and McDermott and Concher and Bane, if they're having to play these players to the extent that they are right now, it's obviously likely true, and we know it's true, that it's less than ideal for Memphis. Things are not going good for Memphis if these players are getting the extended runs that they are. But it's just, you know, it's out of necessity. It's what has to be done. While that is true, and that certainly is not a positive, you can make a positive under negative situations. You can find growth under grim conditions in that these players are at least showing positive contributions. You've seen steady improvement from Concher, Bain, McDermott showed some talent last night, and obviously Gorgie stepping up. So at least the Grizzlies know that the back half of their roster is ready to contribute to the best of their abilities, and whatever difference it makes, that's great. But in a time where the Grizzlies have made it clear that they're here for data accumulation and they really want to see what they have, the back end of their roster did step up last night. Now, it's frustrating that other players like Killian Tilly, Jontay Porter, Xavier Tillman are not there to also contribute, but for the players that are available, they certainly did show last night that they'll be ready to go, and they'll be ready to contribute to the best of their abilities, and that's certainly a positive. So again, on a night that there's really not anything to take away negative, you don't want to, you know, just ignore the obvious concerning trends and the negative, you know, aspects that are there, but a few positives and a few things to have hope for going forward. All of us, you know, the Grizzlies, both, you know, for every individual that's involved with the franchise and the franchise as a whole, their hope is for productivity and positivity going into 2021. And like all the rest of us, we all probably have resolutions we'd like to commit to. But coming up in the second and third segment, I'm going to look at each individual player on the roster, the coaching staff and the front office, and give what I think is a proper New Year's resolution that if they can stay committed to, will really work out for each and everyone involved with the Grizzlies going forward. Exciting time of the football season is right here, right now. In college football, obviously this weekend, the college football playoff starts with plenty of other big bowl games still to happen. We've seen plenty of exciting matchups so far this bowl season, but some of the most intriguing teams still play, and so plenty of outcomes to really pay attention to. In the NFL, it's Week 17, and there are plenty of playoff spots on the line with almost every single game having big implication on the team's futures that are involved. Well, obviously, there's plenty of intrigue already for you to have fun and enjoy watching it, but what if there was a way for you to actually profit as well? That's why we have our friends over at BetOnline.ag. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust when it comes to not only enjoying these games, but profiting from them, and that's BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus when you sign up. As mentioned, all the different NFL games that are going on this year, so many factors that can change on the dime are going to go into the expected results. The lines over at BetOnline.ag are great to follow. Make sure that you are and getting all the information that you need so that when you're ready to wager, you'll have it in place, and over at BetOnline.ag, they can get you taken care of in the best way possible. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at BetOnline_AG on Twitter to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your sign-up bonus, hashtag BetOnline. Betting on the Grizzlies in the NBA doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks and quick-hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by BetOnline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. So the Grizzlies are 1-3, and tomorrow they will be heading to Charlotte to face the Charlotte Hornets. Probably a much less than ideal start to the season. I think anybody can say that when it comes to the Grizzlies, not only with their play in general, with their record, and obviously with the fortune that it comes to their health. But the Grizzlies do have plenty to be excited about, and that is certainly a result of all the success that they have had during the 2020 calendar year, especially towards the beginning. You know, they're great, effort and the results of their effort at the beginning of this year, during the 2019-2020 season, though it came up short in terms of them being able to make the playoffs, the one thing that the Grizzlies' success last year allowed, both directly and indirectly, directly because they conveyed their pick in 2020 and now have their, you know, pick for 2021, which is starting to look more and more like it may be a lottery lock. Not only that, but indirectly, the fact that they had such a successful start to their rebuild, they kind of found themselves in a situation that any team in a rebuild wants to find themselves in, and that's in a situation where there's no bad outcomes. Yes, you want health to be there. Yes, you want to make the playoffs. Yes, you want to be able to win games consistently and build off last year, but if that, for some reason, is not the case, and right now it just simply seems like that's going to be a hard ask with so many things outside the Grizzlies' control not going their way, it certainly is a nice place to be to where even if you don't make the playoffs, you still could have beneficial happenings in the offseason through the draft and free agency that really could actually put you in a better position going forward than if you would make the playoffs. But in terms of the Grizzlies that are here now, both the players, the coaching staff, and the front office, just some quick New Year's resolutions on certain groups of players as well as individual players, the coaching staff, and the front office. And we'll start with the front office, and that just simply is keep things simple. You've done such great work being aggressive, all the moves that have been made, really doing all that you can through creativity, through careful coordination, through being aggressive, and just through competence of putting together one of the most exciting rosters. Even with all the injuries that are occurring, and even with the fact that the Grizzlies right now are struggling out of the gate, the Grizzlies front office finds themselves in a position of strength to where they can let things come to them this season that make sense instead of trying to really be aggressive and try to change the roster on the fly significantly or, you know, add to the roster, take away from the roster, whatever it may be. The whole point of getting to the whole point of all the moves that were made, especially this offseason, where the Grizzlies drafted players that fit their clear areas of needs as well as committed to the back end of their roster, was to put themselves in a position to where they could really take a step back and let this roster develop itself, evolve itself, grow within itself so that they can have a better understanding of who makes sense to be here, who may make sense, you know, to eventually, you know, be used in trades or whatever it may be. But for the Grizzlies front office, it's just keeping things simple, letting it come to them this offseason. They can get aggressive again, but they've afforded themselves the opportunity to really see how this roster will evolve and develop. So keeping it simple and letting things develop naturally is the thing for the front office. For the coaching staff, it's simply staying creative. You're going to have to with what's there right now in terms of this roster. The creativity, you know, comes into multiple, you know, ways. You know, with Taylor Jenkins, you know, he obviously has a very gifted mind when it comes to basketball with how he's been able to help the current group of Grizzlies grow and really maintain not only the improvements that they've experienced, but also expanding their games. We've seen, you know, proof of that through Kyle Anderson, Dillon Brooks so far this season, Grayson Allen and others, but staying creative in terms of helping everyone up and down the roster develop and really finding areas of value that, you know, the Grizzlies are going to need as they continue to go forward. Again, the Grizzlies, even with John Morant or Jaren Jackson Jr., may never be a true free agency destination. But if they can continue to find value in areas where it may not be expected, that seems to be a specialty of Taylor Jenkins. Staying creative with his approach to the game, I think, really will continue to allow for the Grizzlies as a roster to continue to evolve and really be prepared to, when expectations are there next season, to take off. Obviously, with the two core members, Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., it's just to simply stay aggressive. You're in an organization that really, really emphasizes your strengths. And they also really support the way that you have evolved as players and the way that you're evolving as men and is the true cornerstones and faces of this franchise. Both the, you know, the anchors of the culture as well as the cornerstones of the play on the court. And, you know, Ja Morant mentioned it himself. He said that the difference between last year and this year was consistent. Staying aggressive, and we saw, though it unfortunately has only been two full games, we saw just how much of a difference it made. He truly is playing at an all-star level and even all-NBA level right now. So if he's able to maintain that type of effort, which he certainly will be, but if he's going to maintain that type of effort to go along with the natural progression of his immense talent, he truly is going to be the face of this franchise. And for Jaren Jackson Jr., it's just to continue evolving the game that in a way that works for him. Really emphasizing his strengths as a very versatile and unique offensive piece for his size, while also getting more consistent at the things that will make him a better overall piece when it comes to his defense and fouls, but staying aggressive in pursuit of being the best player they can be. When it comes to Jonas Valanciunas, it's consistency. You know what he does well. He knows what he does well, and he takes pride in doing it. But it's also staying consistent off the court, being supportive, being the big brother, being the veteran leader of this locker room, and really embracing the youth that's here, but also being a guiding light as well for the franchise. If Jonas Valanciunas can continue to do that, it'll allow for the Grizzlies to continue to have their front court anchor that really allows for them to be able to, you know, not have a disadvantage when it comes to rebounds, not have a disadvantage at the rim. It's staying consistent with the strengths. And speaking of consistency for Kyle Anderson, it's the consistency to remain versatile. As we've seen, he's already set career highs in rebounds and points this year, but when it wasn't there last night, he was able to dish out nine assists. It's the ability for Kyle Anderson to keep evolving his game to where if one part is not there one night, the other part will there be to where he's constantly a center of added value. Doing it both ways, his defense as well. It's with Jonas Valanciunas and Kyle Anderson, the main thing is consistency. And while it may be in different ways, their veteran leadership on and off the court certainly are highly valuable. For Dylan Brooks, it's decision-making. You know, we stated that, you know, for 4 months after the bubble. The focus is decision-making. And we've seen some better indications of it this year. We still have seen a few stat lines where he, you know, has 15 or more shots, shoots less than 40% of the field. Those nights are going to come because the Grizzlies are just going to have him find his own shots consistently. But we've also seen clear improvements through his playmaking, through his defensive focus, through his ability to maintain the offensive scheme. He certainly has put forth an effort to really make sure that he is adding value, even if his shot's not there, through his playmaking. So being able to consistently find ways to make that occur really, really will allow for him to take the next step as being a true member of this core. For Justice Winslow, the other injured player right now besides Morant and Jaren Jackson, you've got all the support in the world from the Grizzlies franchise. The one thing that has not wavered, though fans' opinions have wavered, you know, just logic seems to make it hard to really, you know, commit to feeling that Justice Winslow is a trustworthy part of this franchise. The organization doesn't feel that way. Anytime that you hear about Zach Kleiman or Coach Taylor Jenkins talking about the core of this group, it includes Justice Winslow. They are committed to Winslow being a part of this group, not only through what they've said about him, you know, in press conferences and media sessions, but also with what they gave up, you know, to get him. So for Justice Winslow, it's knowing that that support's there, getting back healthy, and differentiating yourself, showing that you can consistently play the potential that you have, making it clear that picking up your team option for next year is the best move that this Grizzlies team can make for them to be able to go forward in being a true playoff contender. And for Justice Winslow, it's also realizing that this year is really the opportunity for you to take the step forward in your career. So for Justice Winslow, it's just, you know, it's competence. Knowing the support is there, playing within the natural skills that you have, and remaining healthy, and hopefully that will yield good results. But obviously, we've covered the main talents on the roster, but every person on this roster really committing to what will make them better is what will make the Grizzlies organization as a whole better, even though this year may not go as planned. Coming up, I'll talk about the rest of the roster and just some common resolutions that each player can make to really take the next step forward for themselves and the Grizzlies. When you need fantasy basketball advice, it's important to have a reliable source that you can go to. More people trust Josh Lloyd, host of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, than any other fantasy basketball podcast. Subscribe to the number one fantasy basketball podcast, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, wherever you get your podcasts. And though I've only had the chance to talk with Josh on a few occasions, especially during the one draft that I did with him, you instantly come across more knowledgeable. Just his instant analysis for any subject that's brought up when it comes to fantasy basketball is phenomenal. So if you ever need fantasy or dynasty basketball advice, I really do echo the encouragement from a Locked On Podcast Network. Certainly check in Locked On Fantasy Basketball. You'll be better off for it. So continuing our, you know, discussion of some New Year's resolutions, we talked about the front office, the coaching staff, the starters as well. But next on the list is Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark. And as you know, if you've read my work over at Grizzly Bear Blues and you've listened to me here on Locked On Grizzlies for an extended time, I am a big believer in the potential of what talents we can feature off of our bench and just how important the production of that bench is to support our starting lineup going forward. And the thing is that for my resolution for Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark is to get back to their strengths, get back what works. They obviously have had unexpected things that they've had to deal with. Brandon Clark having a delayed start to the year due to injury. Tyus Jones kind of seeing, you know, his shot not be there, plus being an expanded role now. But we talked about it last year. Tyus Jones' shot emerged, you know, Brandon Clark's historic efficiency from a rookie. They obviously add tremendous value when it's on the court. The simple focus is getting back to what they do well. And then from there, once they have the comfort of knowing that they can do that consistently, then they can get back to trying to expand their games. But now more than ever, the Grizzlies need the efficient play of Tyus Jones and Brandon Clark, and they certainly are working at it, and it certainly will take a bit of time. There's no long-term concerns, at least on my end, that they'll eventually get it back. But doing all that they can to get back to the strengths of their game certainly is a focus that will be needed for the Grizzlies not only now, but even as time goes forward and they get fully healthy. For Grayson Allen and Desmond Bane, in my opinion, let it fly. That's the strength of both of their games. That is the added need to this Grizzlies roster that we know Taylor Jenkins heavily prefers with how much he's been committed to Allen and Bane in their time frames. And also, it's the same thing with Tyus and Brandon. It's playing to their strengths. Desmond Bane has had tremendous success in terms of his three-point shooting, but also Grayson Allen has worked extremely hard and had very good initial results for the hard work that he's put into being a long-range producer. So it's simply to letting it fly. Don't hesitate. Don't think too much about it. Trust the work that you put in and trust your natural ability and just let it fly. It not only adds to the value of the Grizzlies and expands their offensive consistency and their overall ability to stay in games, it also really allows for you to stay consistent with the one thing that you do well. So for in the present and the future, it continues to make you valuable as a member of the team. So for Grayson Allen and Desmond Bane, it's just simply letting it fly. For Jontay Porter and Xavier Tillman, the focus is this: get healthy and then get ready, because your opportunity is going to be there, or at the very least, do all that you can to make the opportunity there. The Grizzlies really focused on, they signed Tillman to a four-year deal and then Jontay Porter to a three-year deal in the offseason because they really, really value the versatility that these young players play with, plus their creative minds as well, both on offense and defense. But they've got to have the opportunity, certainly, to be able to show that. Tillman's not necessarily an injury concern. He played plenty during college. His concern more is how will his game translate to the NBA. Well, he needs to be available to be able to show that. Jontay Porter, with his injuries, it becomes a bit more of a concern because they unfortunately have kind of delayed his overall impact in the NBA. But in general, it's getting ready. Not only getting healthy, but being ready consistently when the opportunity calls. That's something that Taylor Jenkins has mentioned time and time again when it comes to his backcourt and the team in general. When your opportunity comes, we need you ready to take advantage of it. We saw that with John Konser, Sean McDermott, Desmond Bane. We need to see that, obviously, from Tillman and Porter when they come back, and hopefully they will sooner rather than later. When it comes to Gorgui Dieng, it's just simply stay who you are. And that the reason why that is because that who he is brings so much value. Sure, it's easy to say that in terms of the long-term view of this Grizzlies team, probably the Gorgui Dieng is the one case where you could truly see him not making sense for this team long-term with where they've invested elsewhere in the front court and things such as that. That does not take away from the value that he adds in the present. We saw him have a great game last night. Obviously, he's one of the most respected players in the organization because of the value that he brings as a veteran. But in general, just the focus that he displays on a day-in, day-out basis of knowing how lucky he is to have the opportunity that he does and cherishing it by doing it to the best of his ability on a day-in, day-out basis, that really stands out, not only to the players, but the organization and the rest of the NBA, obviously. He is a highly thought of player in the NBA, and it shows in on a day-in, day-out basis. You just stay in who he is truly is a big thing for Gorgui Dieng. For DeAnthony Melton, it's obviously getting healthy, but it's continuing to be active. That is the one thing that he does well, both on the offensive and defensive end. And it's not just through his, in my opinion, very underrated playmaking that he does on defense, but staying active in terms of his pursuit of improving his shot. The aggressiveness and the assertiveness that we saw in the preseason when it came to his shot clearly started to show improvement in his ability as, creating his own shot, and when he got opportunities to in catch and shoot situations to take his shot, the confidence certainly was there. Been delayed a little bit due to what it seems like it may be a COVID-related ailment where he's been out for a bit of time. He probably is going to be back early next week. But when he comes back, just staying active, not only in terms of what he does on the court, because it provides so much value, but obviously staying active in his pursuit of improving his game, especially when it comes on the offensive end. And then in terms of the two-way players and John Konser, who was a former two-way player, John Konser, Killian Tilly, and Sean McDermott, keep displaying what got you here. Killian Tilly and Sean McDermott, first for Tilly, it's getting healthy, but it's their shots. Whenever you have the opportunity, focus on ways that you can feature your strengths and really be able to show why the Grizzlies viewed you as being a worthwhile addition. Even if it's on the hustle, more than it is in Memphis, show why you're here. Show what got you here, and that obviously is your shot. For John Konser, his versatility, his across-the-board ability to add value, and his effort. Every time he is on the court, There is nonstop effort and nonstop focus on ways to contribute in any way possible. And that obviously has allowed for him not only to get, you know, more, to be trusted with more expanded minutes now that there have been all these injuries, but obviously led to the commitment to the Grizzlies made to him for four more years in the offseason. So just up and down the roster, a few other names that are out there, but they're mainly on the hustle, but really focusing on everybody on the roster, the coaching staff in the front office. When it comes to the Grizzlies themselves, the main thing is what has worked for you so far has worked beyond anybody's expectations. So why change? And also that gives confidence into focusing on playing to your strengths if you're a player, or continuing to do what you've been doing if you're the front office or coaching staff. It gives you more confidence in knowing that if you continue to do that, things will continue to go your way and success will continue to be able to be obtained. And for the Grizzlies, even though it's been a challenging year in 2020, it's been a very significantly successful year for this franchise. Hopefully, the 2020 year will be one that they can continue to build on in 2021 and take the next step towards being a sustainable winner. Speaking of 2020, this has been an absolute dream come true for me, us here at the Locked On Podcast Network, and as I stated, me personally, you know, with Locked On Grizzlies, we've seen the show grow, obviously, from the great work that Peter Edmonston and especially Mark King did on the show before I was able to take on the opportunity. But the main reason why we've grown is because of the commitment that each and every one of you have shown us, our listeners. Cannot thank you enough for the correspondence and for the support that you have shown me, you know, ever since I've taken on this role. It's a role that I cherish. It's a role that I'm looking forward to having for the foreseeable future, and it's a role that I'm especially looking forward to being able to have covering this exciting team. Again, as I've stated nearly every episode, the reason that I enjoy doing this the most is because it allows for me to interact with those whose passions I share. It allows for me to talk and interact with others who have a common passion of the NBA, analyzing it, the Grizzlies, and things like that, and just in being a fan as well as someone that covers the Grizzlies. So I cannot thank each and every one of you enough for your support. I ask that you stick with us. There's always going to be content. There's always going to be perspectives, hot takes, whatever have you, but there's always going to be honesty and forthright commitment to giving you the best product of covering the Grizzlies that can be out there. Again, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at Stats SAC, the podcast wherever it's available, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Google Podcasts, the podcast app on your phone. Hope that you have a great and safe New Year's Eve. Hopefully, this is the most challenging year that we will ever face in our lifetimes, but thankfully, we all have survived it, and hopefully 2021 will be a great first step towards an even better aspect of life for all of us going forward. For myself, Sean Coleman, hope that you have a great day, and we'll talk to you next year here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.